cafeteria diet setting youth up for premature strokes, another research study.
Well, this is a study to be presented at the Canadian Stroke Congress in Calgary today, and it was a rat study, Steve, where they looked at giving rats what they call an ad libitum diet. That is, they let the rats freely feed on cafeteria-like food, which meant that it was a high-fat, high-sugar diet. So it was literally like a fast-food diet. And also the water that they drank had sugar added to it to mimic soda. They compared that to another group of rats that had regular feedings, and they found that those that had this, what they called the fast-food diet, ended up having more risk of, they had more fat deposition in their bellies, they had their arteries in their bodies tended to age much more quickly, and essentially all the things that you would see that would increase cardiovascular disease. And this is really no different than, if you remember that movie where that guy ate McDonald's for a month, and that's all he ate for breakfast, lunch, and supper, and he had his liver started to develop fat deposits in it, and cardiovascular disease symptoms, cholesterol levels start to go awry, blood sugar levels went up, he gained weight. So very similar to what you saw in that movie, and the problem that they're mentioning is that, well, if children eat like this, you may end up with similar problems in children at an earlier age. But the caveat to this is that, again, the rats ate only this kind of food throughout their day and essentially throughout their lives for 2 months, which doesn't necessarily reflect what's happening to children all the time. It's simply a means of illustrating that when you have an overweight situation, 1.6 million kids between 5 and 17 are overweight in this country, these are the risks that they might experience earlier on in their lives as opposed to later on.
Do you disagree with Dr. Dale Corbett, who's the scientific director of the Heart and Stroke Foundation Center for Stroke Recovery? He's here at the Neurosciences at the University of Ottawa. He says what's going on is that we are now seeing in hospitals kids who are suffering middle-aged diseases, diabetic, hypertensive, altered lipids, premature aging of the vascular system in the brain. Do you disagree with him on that?
No, I don't. In fact, that's exactly what's happening. And so this particular study illustrated, at least in a rat model, one of the mechanisms that can lead to that. And so essentially it's an extreme case of what you see.
Right.
But again, when you see children gain weight, and which is what they're doing, these are the changes that go on. So I think it's means of illustrating, look, you got to wake up, guys, and see what's happening. Stop defending the use of sodas and defending sugar water as the holy grail of your diets, and take some responsibility to reduce some of the company's influences on eating patterns, especially in children.
That's the message to parents.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.